Whether you missed a BS between 6 and 9, or just want to hear it again, you've come to the right place. Jamie and Lee on Listener, anytime you want them.
Saying a very good morning to Anthony Maroon from the Triple M NRL call team ahead of another big weekend of matches in the footy. G'day, mate.
Lee, good morning. Look, Jamie and I were just discussing, because we both love cars.
We do. And we love our hot cars.
Yeah, we were talking about Chrysler's on the Murray, which was a thing in Albury about 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Chrysler's on the Murray. And yeah. Jamie and I have just come up with a new one. Look out for it, Havel owners. Havel's on the Murray is coming up.
Havel's on the Bidgee.
Havel's on the Bidgee. Yeah.
Because, of course, the Murray River belongs to those Albury people, the Mexicans further down south. But we've got the Murrumbidgee River here in Wagga Wagga.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're having Havel's on the Bidgee.
What about...
Yeah, go on.
What about we reach out to our mate Sean and do Fiestas at the Farmers?
Well, not but who's bad. Fiesta?
Sorry?
Fiestas Ford, I think.
Yeah, we can't. No, we're not doing anything to do with Ford, mate.
No. Oh, come on. Come on. That's me.
If you're a Ford owner, switch off now.
but that's me. Do I have to switch off too?
Well, mate, so you've got a Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, it's a very, very good-looking car, Maroon.
Yeah, is it the little European coupe?
It's a hatchback.
It's a hatchback. Jamie's trying to think of kind words to say about it. Good.
Yeah.
Well, fuel economy's great.
Say it's good on fuel. It's good on
great.
Fuel.
Yeah, great. Yeah, so you got it. Perfect.
Great on fuel. Yeah, good. Good for people who have got short arms like me. So,
well, I mean, in closing our car conversation, I will say this to any of the kids out there. Stay away from cars and you'll retire by the time you're 55.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mate, footy is back tonight and we've got a good one tonight as well. Although, geez, the injuries are starting to mount up across the league as the Roosters take on the Panthers, who are without Nathan Cleary. That is a massive loss up there with the best player in the game, as the best player in the game.
Well, it's an interesting one because the last 8 times they've played, the Panthers have won, and on my count, at least 1 or 2 occasions without Nathan Cleary. And the Roosters lose a couple tonight. They're missing a couple, and a couple more just pulled out. The Smiths, Shannon Smith and Billy Smith, they've got their quota of Smiths. But look, I just think I'm going to go the Roosters. I don't know why. I just think without Nathan early in the season, Roosters to win.
Now, moving into Good Friday, Maroon, you and I are both Rabbitohs supporters, South Sydney men. Look, is there somebody going to step in and save the Bunnies from themselves or what? What's going on?
Well, around here in Rabbitoh territory, they're tipping the Rabbitohs to win, and I am asking the question, playing the devil's advocate, where do us Rabbitoh supporters see this team winning? Is it in the forwards? No. Is it in the halves? Probably not. Is it the outside backs? Well, you know, they probably haven't aimed up of late, with Alex Johnson being the exception there. So, look, I'm going to take the Rabbitohs here, Jamie, on desperation. They can't be 0-4, and it's a big occasion. It's Good Friday. People go to the Easter show, then go over and watch the Bunnies. So I'm going to take my Bunnies to win.
Very good. Is it also, just quietly, is there a less heralded superstar than Alex Johnson in the NRL? Like, well, for the number of tries he has scored over the course of his career, versus the amount of media he gets, is just incredible.
Well, he is incredible. He's an incredible, model for the game. And look, Rabbitoh supporters, we think about Bob McCarthy's and the Gary Stevens and the Clive Churchill's and the like. But you know, you don't have to go far back if you're a Rabbitohs fan. And we don't have a lot to talk about at the moment. You know, Adam Reynolds, Johnny Sutton, Alex Johnson, these are modern-day Rabbitohs heroes. And Alex Johnson still plays for Souths.
He's going all right. Third on the list of all-time try scorers in rugby league as well.
Wow.
Broncos, Cowboys, this will be a bit of a belter, I reckon. Cowboys sitting pretty on the top of the ladder. Can they maintain the form against the Broncos minus Reece Walsh? And did I see Payne Haas out as well?
Yeah, Payne Haas is out. Reece Walsh is out. Adam's playing, Adam Reynolds. So yeah. I'm going to go Broncos here. This game's in Brisbane, and Cowboys I know haven't lost yet. But look, I think there's a real opportunity here for the Broncos to make a statement that they do have depth, that they do have options. If you look at the top sides, Penrith, Roosters, Melbourne, they can win a game without those big names, and because it's the system they play in. And I think that the Broncos will be able to prove they're one of those teams.
Now, of course, that's in Brisbane. That's at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane on Friday. Moving further down the coast, much further south to Wynn Stadium in the Illawarra in Wollongong. Dragons and Manly on Saturday. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, look, you know what I say, Jamie. I mean, I lived in Wollongong for a decade. My kids were born there and all that. I love the gong. I'd like to live there right now. But the gong's on about a five-second delay. It's five behind everyone else, and that's Dragons are. They're 5 seconds behind everyone else, and Manly will absolutely lap them this weekend.
You reckon we need to get Mary Franks or Jeff Phillips or somebody to round them up at Cooney's and give them a good talking to?
Well, I think, you know, if you got stuck with Jeff Phillips in Cooney's, that'd get you that'd get you cracking. That'd get you...
Mate, you talk frequently about your love of the Gold Coast Titans. And again, they've had a rough start to the year. They're coming up against the Dolphins on Saturday. Any chance the Titans are going to threaten to, play finals, win a premiership?
Look, the only thing the Titans have got going for them is Des Hasler. Yeah. You take Des Hasler away, and they're a team with a couple of players beyond their best, and a couple of really injury-prone players, and a couple of really lazy players. So Tino's now out for the season. For me, that really firms them up as wooden spooners, because I don't think you can rely on David Feeder, whether he comes back or not, to be consistent. And I think the Dolphins, you know, we used to say in the old days, do you want the week off? But in the modern game, you want the week off to recoup, to reheal, and I think the Dolphins will be off the back fence this week.
Now, Sunday, of course, Sunday arvo, heading across the pond, the Knights are strapping on the jandals, packing the chilli bin and heading to Auckland to face off against the Warriors.
Yeah, look, this one, guys, now, this is an interesting scenario out of this one. These are the two teams that finished last season at a million miles an hour, and so the loser of this game is going to be three losses from four to start this season. So it kind of puts a bit of desperation around the game. And the Warriors dropped a game they should have won in Auckland about 3 weeks ago, and I just don't think they're going to let that happen again. So I'm going to take the Warriors, Adam Fanua Blake off the back fence, Sean Johnson and Luke Metcalf. I like the halves. When their halves are fit, they could do anything.
Sharkies, what's going on here? Because they had an absolute horror game against the Tigers on the weekend, and the Raiders were, according to Ricky, once again robbed by the ref.
And congratulations to Ricky, too. 250 first-grade games at the Raiders as a coach.
Incredible achievement.
I don't know. A lot of people are tipping the Sharkies here, but I don't know why, because they're missing, I think they're missing Dale Finucane, Royce Hunt. They're missing Britton Nicker is not playing this week as well. There's about two other forwards out. And what happened to them last week, I don't know. And the Raiders look very disciplined this year. I love this new import, Morgan Smithies. Jamal Fogarty is a very good halfback in a competition where at least half the sides are desperate for a good halfback. Raiders to win.
Very good.
Now, finishing out the round four this week. Look, this time last year, we were having a chuckle at how badly the Tigers were going. As a Rabbitohs supporter, I'm not going to say too much about that this season, but they're stacked up against the Eels on Monday.
Well, look, you know, this is, you can tell Sean and everybody at the Farmers and all the Tigers supporters in Wagga and surrounding areas, because they are everywhere, Tigers supporters. Congratulations. You've won your one game in a row. Calm down. No Mitch Moses for Parramatta this week, but it's at Combank. It's going to be chockers full of Parramatta supporters. I will say Parramatta by 18 points.
Very good. Well, mate, if you do want to go down and rub it into Sean across the weekend, of course, you can catch every game of the NRL live on the screens at the Farmers Home Hotel.
I would go down there and demand that I speak to him. I would demand. I would go down and demand to speak to the bloke.
Would you lead with, don't you know who I am? It feels like it's in your wheelhouse.
Well, I normally go with, don't you know who I think I am?
Yeah.
Also, you might want to mention that, just to Sean, if you're in there, that if a bloke comes in with a proposition for an event called Fiestas at the Farmers, boot him out immediately.
Absolutely. You just tell him that the Farmers has been sanctioned as a GM pub. Okay. Holden, Pontiacs, Buicks, Camaros, the good stuff. Cadillacs,
Barinas.
All the rich cars. No, no Barinas, no.
Corvette.
11-8. Anthony Maroon from the Triple M NRL call team. You can catch every game, of course, at the Farmers Home. If you're out and about, you can catch every single game on Listener as well. Mate, always a pleasure to catch up. And go the Raiders.
Glory, glory.
Jamie and Lee on Listener. Anytime you want them. And live from 6 to 9 weekdays on the Riverinas Triple M.